Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High temperatures reach up to 75. Southeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, lows around 62. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, high of 86, a mix of clouds and sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the national concern about train derailments across the nation, plus the amount of collisions and accidents across the nation with numerous different injuries, including five deaths here in the state of Kansas in 2022. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced with the Kansas Department of Transportation a new requirement to have at least two railroad crew members in lead locomotives, making it the ninth state in the nation to increase the number of individuals on site. KSNT News reports that the International Association of Sheet Metal Air, Rail, and Transportation Workers also support the rule, saying, quote, "This is the proudest day of my career. I'm eternally grateful for my team as well as Governor Laura Kelly, Attorney General Chris Kobach, and their staff for safeguarding our members and the public through work that they have done on this regulation." They say that implementing the new rule on the railroad companies would have no increase to labor costs, as most railroads in Kansas already operate with two-person crews. Kansas is in the top 25 of states when it comes to crossing collisions. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
A new national survey shows that the state of Kansas is near the bottom of the list nationwide when it comes to favorability for those that are working within law enforcement agencies. As WIBW reports that according to WalletHub.com, in their 2023's of best and worst states to be a police officer, the state of Kansas ranks number 41 overall, in the Sunflower State ranking 44th for opportunity and competition, 34th across the nation for law enforcement training requirements, and 32nd for job hazards and protection. The data looked at a range of different information, including a medium income for law enforcement officers to police deaths per 100,000 officers, along with the state and local police protection expenses per capita. Nationwide, Oklahoma ranks slightly higher than Kansas, ranking 32nd overall, sitting 39th for opportunity and competition, 15th for law enforcement training, and 46th for hazard and protections. Nebraska came in 30th nationwide, with Missouri at 23rd. Colorado came in overall nationwide as one of the best states, ranking number 7th. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Department of Transportation has officially announced a new Aeronautics Division Director for the state to be Jeremy Burrell. As according to KSNB Local Channel 4, Burrell has over 20 years of aeronautics experience, serving as the Nebraska National Guard's Airborne Infantry First Sergeant, where he's worked with both the Jet Lynx Aviation, along with Great Lakes Airlines, in fleet utilization coordination, customer service, logistics, and managing regulation compliance. According to the director for the Nebraska Department of Transportation, Vicki Kramer, they did release a statement saying, quote, "Jeremy is uniquely qualified to lead the division, having served in a variety of positions that have provided a solid foundation of knowledge as to how aviation impacts the state of Nebraska." In other news, 28-year-old Marquise Eland, along with 29-year-old Aaron Jenkins of Omaha, Nebraska, have been officially sentenced for conspiring to distribute marijuana in the state. Eland has been sentenced to 2 years and 7 months in prison, with Jenkins being extended with his current term to 3 years and 4 months. When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit aarp.org/veterans today.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Soybean farmers, check this out.
4260 soybeans from Kaufman has excellent yields with medium plant height, early group 4 maturity, and staked with STS tolerance. Check out 4260 soybeans.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Sean Spoontz has been hired as USD 498 Valley Heights superintendent and will replace Melissa Kennedy, who's retiring at the end of his school year. Spoontz was among two finalists and has education experience at Marion, Onega, Russell, and Eureka, having served as a teacher, administrator, coach, and athletic director throughout his 24-year career. He was recently elected secretary-treasurer of the Kansas State High School Activities Association Board of Directors and will assume the post of superintendent at Valley Heights July 1st. Again, the new superintendent hired Sean Spoontz. Area high school graduations are slated for this weekend. Centralia has 19 seniors with commencement Saturday at 10:30. Haxtell will graduate 9 seniors Saturday at 11, and Frankfort will have 17 graduating Saturday at noon. Valley Heights commencement is Saturday at 2 with 22 graduates. Dillard O'Dell will graduate 12 on Saturday at 2, and at Southern and Wymore, 23 seniors walk at 5 p.m. On Sunday, Lynn with 15 and Hanover with 18 seniors host commencement activities at 1 o'clock, with Washington County graduating 34 Sunday at 2. And finally, Marysville commencement is Sunday at 2:30 in the Activity Center with 62 Bulldog graduates. The 47th annual Mother's Day Market will be Saturday and Sunday in the Marysville City Park, with over 90 vendors expected, 9 to 6 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday, featuring antiques, homemade, and homegrown items, plus novelties. The kids band on Saturday has been canceled. Sunday, a chicken barbecue will serve dine-in or carry-out, 11 until 2 at Helvering Center. Plus, the art show will be featured in the Marysville School Gymnasium this Saturday and Sunday. Marysville City Council spent much of Monday's meeting considering resolutions and processes for getting residents to clean up properties. A part-time code enforcement officer has recently started, and a number of letters were sent to residents noting violations and requesting cleanup. 5 resolutions were passed on multiple properties, as well as beginning a condemnation proceeding on a house at 205 Calhoun that's been vacant for some time and has recently been sold. Frustration with lack of attention from property owners and the slow pace of progress in getting cleanups accomplished were shared. City Manager Austin St. John advised of a grant that would fund 80% of another electric vehicle charging station was available. The estimate for a 2-port fast charger with installation is some $240,000, with an energy rebate available that would leave the city responsible for around $30,000. At a previous meeting, it was noted the current charging station along U.S. 36 in the 600 block is used by perhaps 3 to 4 people per month and is a slow charger, which is provided at no cost to users. Prospect of adding morning swim at the city pool was addressed, with a challenge in finding lifeguards, which are required for liability insurance reasons. 9 guards are currently hired, which is not enough to allow morning swim. An option of getting someone certified was mentioned if anyone would be interested. Appointments were approved for Dixie Talbot taking the place of Brian Kroc and renewing Ross Wright on the library board. A city council workshop is scheduled May 25th at 6 p.m.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Showers will continue overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. More showers are possible as we head into Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid 70s and mid 80s. And showers may continue throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Still a chance for some rain showers on Saturday, mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And rain showers continue throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Staying cloudy on Sunday with a slight chance for some rain showers and our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. And more rain over Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and rain early Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 74, record high on this date, 97. The average low, 52, and the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:29. Sunrise in the morning at 6:18.
When it comes to being frugal, some people enjoy moderation. For others, it's an extreme sport. We will examine both approaches on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 11th, the 131st day of the year. Composer Irving Berlin was born on this day, and Minnesota became our 32nd state in 1858. We frequently extol the virtues of frugal living, citing that motto from the Great Depression, use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. But thriftiness should come with a sense of satisfaction, not obsession. The word frugal has its roots in the Latin word for fruit, often associated with success or profit. Ideally, it should embody the values of enjoyment, delight, and contentment. If those aren't the fruits of your frugality, it might be time to take a step back and reevaluate. As another one of our favorite proverbs goes, all things in moderation. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
This Mother's Day, show her you care with something beautiful from Reflections. Shop boutique clothing and accessories, home and garden decor, willow tree figurines, meaningful cards, pop-up bouquets, gourmet chocolate, candy, and so much more. Don't forget graduation is coming soon. Find everything you need to celebrate this year's graduates. From party supplies, fun and practical gifts, collegiate items, and great cards. There is something for everyone at Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmarks. store
in downtown Marysville.
Sonic has something delicious for you. Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
Try under $2 and $3 craves from Sonic with on-the-go snacks like the Fritos Chili Cheese Junior Wrap or classics like the Quarter Pound Double Cheeseburger. Basically, you crave, you save.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing.
Sonic under $2 and $3 craves.
Mmm, Sonic.
Tax not included. See menu for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
A salute to the class of 2023 and this year's graduates of Centralia High School from First Heritage Bank, Blue Valley Technologies, and Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger. Commencement exercises, Saturday at 10:30, Centralia Gym. This year's class, Reagan Becker, Kyra Bergman, Camden Conley, Rosie Kraft, Ray Singleton, Drew Gibbs, Lena Haverkamp, Marcus Heinen, Brock Kramer, Madeline McLean, Dalton Miller, Tegan Quigley, Brock Reinecke, Derek Rollebaum, Drew Rumbo, Trenton Talley, Nicholas Thompson, Jaden Wells, and Miles Wimberly. Again, congratulations to the class of 23 from Centralia High School, from Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger, Blue Valley Technologies, and First Heritage Bank. Congratulations to the class of 2023 and the graduates of Leon High School, from Titan West Manufacturing, Blue Valley Technologies, United Bank and Trust, Midwest Products, Lynn Community Nursing Home, Geeks Catering, Jack's Food Mart. Commencement exercises Sunday at 1. And this year's class from Lynn, Cynthia Martinez, Megan Byer, Claire Bikeman, Sophia Bach, Alex Cardenas, Ever Ibarra, Holden Dittmer, Jersey Klima, Creighton Klima, Jose Lara, Elijah Meyer, Jill Rippey, Esquivel Rancho, Ryan Stunkel, and Ella Tolman. Congratulations to Villain High School Class of 2023 from Deeks Catering and Jack's Food Mart, Lynn Community Nursing Home, Midwest Products, United Bank and Trust, Blue Valley Technologies, and Titan West Manufacturing.
In this area, storms are inevitable. If one of these recent storms has caused damage to your roof, the call you need to make is to Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca. Serving North Central and Northeast Kansas, call 785-336-1583. Offering free estimates and the highest quality work, call Lozano Construction and Roofing today. Mother Nature moves quickly. Respond quicker by calling 785-336-1583 for all of your storm damage needs. That's Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca.
Network Sports. Last night for the Kansas City Royals, both pitching and hitting was the key to a 9-1 win. First of all, on the mound, Brad Keller recorded four strikeouts in over five innings in a start against the White Sox. And then at the plate, the Royals did a nice job of hitting completely through the lineup. The Kansas City Royals recorded 14 hits and beat the White Sox 9-1 in Game 3 of a four-game series. Afterwards, manager Matt Quatario had this to say about the hitting.
It was just nice that it was production up and down. We had some walks, some tough at-bats that we fought through. And, really positive night overall for the offense.
The Royals and the White Sox will wrap up the four-game series. It is an afternoon game at Kauffman Stadium at 1:10. The NBA draft will be June 22nd, and there were four members of Kansas schools invited to the Combine, three of them from KU, one from K-State. The three Jayhawks invited were Grady Dick, Jalen Wilson, and Kevin McCuller. Keontae Johnson from Kansas State was invited. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
The NFL will release its schedules today, so by tonight we will know exactly who the Chiefs will play and on what date. But for the Kansas City Chiefs, they will finally get a chance to go to the White House and celebrate their Super Bowl championship. The team announced yesterday that on Monday, June 5th, the White House will welcome the Chiefs to celebrate their championship from last year's Super Bowl victory against the Philadelphia Eagles. On top of winning the American Athletic Conference regular season, the Wichita State softball team was well represented with the Conference Regular Season Awards. Sydney McKinney, for the second time in her career, was tabbed the AAC Player of the Year. Freshman Sammy Hood earned Defensive Player of the Year. Freshman Alex Aguilar was given Rookie of the Year. And the coaching staff collectively won the Coaching Staff of the Year Award. NBA playoffs last night. New York beat Miami 112-103. Miami leads the series 3-2. The Lakers lose to Golden State 121-106, but the Lakers lead that series 3-2 as well. Kansas, Mid-America Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Anyone can sell you soybean seed. Channel Seedsman place product to perform. With Channel Extend Flex soybeans and Channel Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans, you'll get the superior weed control you want and the high yield potential you need. Make the most of next season with a Roundup Ready Extend crop system and expert recommendations from Channel Seedsman. Ask a seedsman in your area for recommendations for your fields. Check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Mask a bad view, cover an unsightly fence, or create a colorful vertical accent in the garden with hyacinth bean vine. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This vigorous vine has purple stems, violet-colored sweet pea-like flowers, and 3-inch purple pods that stand out against the green leaves. Plant the seeds directly in the garden once the night temperatures stay above 50 degrees, or start them indoors 4 weeks before the last spring frost. Move transplants into the garden after night temperatures are consistently 50 degrees or warmer. Grow hyacinth bean vine in full sun and train the vigorous twining stems to a tall, sturdy support. The uncooked, mature, dried seeds are toxic if eaten in large quantities and can cause weakness, vomiting, and convulsions. I leave the pods on the plant to dry and drop to the ground and am rewarded with seedlings the following year. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Brent Tindall has people pulling in his driveway just about every weekend. They are looking for something, but can't quite seem to locate it. Luckily, they find a man willing to not only share the story, but help them see what is no longer there. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
It's been over 50 years now since a B-52 carrying two thermonuclear bombs, 250 times more powerful than the device dropped on Hiroshima, crashed in a farm field rented by the Tyndall family near the small town of Faro, North Carolina. The military dug a huge hole for many months in an effort to recover one of the nuclear warheads that was buried deep in the earth. Today, many of the documents about the incident have been declassified, and it's believed the recovery of the uranium and plutonium core was successful. But Brent Tyndall, who farmed the land for many years, says the landlord is restricted on what he can do with that property.
Mr. Davis and them always told us there was an easement. I think 800 feet circumference from where the bomb is can never be dug so many feet, maybe 4 to 5 feet deep. I don't even think you could ever build out here. I'm not sure because I didn't own it. Don't know all the details of it.
Brent says the crash happened just before he was born, but he was always around the story in a sense.
I found a lot of parts out here over my years farming, just little pieces of camouflage metal, stuff like that.
You'll find a roadside marker about 3 miles up the road. However, many people somehow learn that it is this field, right next to Brent's home, where the crash and that powerful nuclear bomb was buried.
They come out, they ride by, they slow down, they turn around, or either they get out and walk out here. Some of them walk to that spot, and I watch them from the house on the binoculars and get a laugh out of it.
Brent says he should have sold T-shirts and hot dogs each weekend because he would have earned more money than farming. But the fact people are still fascinated by the story doesn't bother him.
People come to my house all the time and pull up and say, I hate to bother you. I said, you're here for the bomb, right? Yep.
You can see the TV version of this story by following American Countryside on Facebook. Traveling the Countryside in Faro, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCray.
Horses don't always avoid poisonous plants, especially when they're hungry. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Keep dangerous vegetation out of their reach, including toxic trees, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Horses don't listen if you tell them to stay away from poisonous plants. But if you have plenty of good quality forage in your pasture, they'll usually avoid them anyway. These aren't just plants on the ground. Horses have also been sickened while munching on certain trees. Carrie Williams is an equine extension specialist at Rutgers in New Jersey. She says the most common and most toxic tree for horses is the red maple.
Especially if, say, in a storm, a limb gets blown into the horse's pasture or the field, the leaves start to wilt, and the wilting process is actually what makes them toxic. But the other thing that makes them desirable to the horses is they also get loaded with sugar, so they are very sweet, and horses don't know not to eat them until it's too late.
Other maple species are also toxic, just not to the same degree as the red maple, but Williams advises keeping your horses away from all maples. Keep cherry trees at a good distance too, especially the black cherry. Also avoid oak, black walnut, and black locust. Make sure these trees are several feet away from the fence line and take broken branches out of the pasture. Usually, eating the leaves is what makes a horse sick, but in the case of black walnut, the shavings are a problem too.
If black walnut shavings gets into your horse's bedding and the horse stands on it, they're not even quite sure the mechanism, but only 20% black walnut in bedding can cause laminitis. So I always recommend if people are going to a sawmill to pick up their horse's bedding, they need to be 100% certain that there is no black walnut in there.
A horse that's eaten from a toxic tree may have digestive upset, depression, dizziness, and stumble around. Learn more about trees that can affect horse health at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever. Me to say it is well.
My husband and I have recently been discussing whether or not to remodel the kitchen. I'm a bit more ambitious and want to DIY most things, but he's a little more realistic and likes to hire someone out for the projects. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Being on the same page during a remodel is a lot like being on the same page financially. While each of us were brought up differently when it comes to managing money, both my husband and I now understand the importance of working together and communicating. We've found that when we make financial decisions together, it's a way for us to live out God's purpose for us individually and as a couple. If you and your spouse haven't sat down to discuss your goals or how you want to use your finances to live out your purpose together, consider having that conversation today. When you together make money decisions, you're more likely to achieve financial clarity and lead lives of meaning and gratitude.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel has a special buffet on Mother's Day. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Make a weekend of it by staying in our motel and enjoying all that Southeast Nebraska has to offer. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. Prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
Ag innovation isn't innovative unless you can actually use it. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Greg Dowd is a former U.S. agricultural trade ambassador who now works for marketing and strategy consulting firm Aimpoint Research. He recently sat on a panel on the subject of ag innovation and global food systems that was organized by Kansas State University and the Farm Journal Foundation. Dowd says innovation in agriculture is often stifled by regulators.
We're doing all of this in the U.S., in terms of technology, in venture capital, and agriculture. And then what happens? We can't get our government to approve the technology so we can actually use it. So these companies that spend this money and invest this money can't get any return on investment. So what's going to happen, folks? If you can't get an ROI in doing this, what are they going to do? They're going to go somewhere else. We're going to lose that opportunity to do this at one of the most critical times I can think of.
Dowd suggests that government can also stand in the way of ag production growth.
You look out the next 10 years, the supply of animal protein and protein in general in the world comes nowhere near meeting the demand. And if you look around the world and see where we're going to grow more of this stuff, the answer becomes really simple. Where are we going to do more of this? Right here. The only place on earth we can grow more animal protein is here in the United States.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, May the 11th. Well, a recent report from the USDA's Economic Research Service says farm sector debt tied to real estate will hit a record high of $375.9 billion this year. Ricky Dickhut, farmland analyst for Ag Economic Insights, says the headline doesn't tell the whole story.
It's true, but you have to reference it to everything else to really get the full picture. Total debt for U.S. farm sector, inflation adjusted, that's reached a peak. The real estate debt has really taken off. It took off in that 2005, 6, 7 time frame when land values started to really go higher. And you can see that it went up. But if we plotted that against land value increases, they've been that steep. Or even steeper. So they followed right along with land values, so to speak. So that's not concerning.
Farmers are not carrying all the increase in farm real estate debt.
The real estate debt portion, majority would be farmers, but there also would be some investors in there that carry some of the debt too. And so they're going to have a different risk profile than farm operations in looking at it. So it takes in non-operating investor landowners and farmers.
Now he says non-real estate debt loads have gone the other way.
Non-real estate would be operating loans, livestock, equipment, things like that. It's going to be farmers. You want to see that debt has actually declined in recent years because of the profitability of farming. So overall debt and that overall debt-to-asset ratio is still very low. Agriculture in total is the envy of about any other industry because of the low debt levels.
Some farmland in rural America doesn't have any debt tied to it, unlike the farm crisis of the late 1980s.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas.
3923 ExtendFlex soybeans with STS is a new late Group 3 maturity with medium tall plant time, has strong field test yields, and can be used on dry land or irrigated. 3923 soybeans.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2800. Kaufman Seed.
Fighting feral rot in your wheat? Looking for a coaxium production system variety with excellent yield potential and drought tolerance? AgriPro brand variety AP18AX gets it done and more. AP18AX out-uses a monument by nearly 5 bushels per acre and 3-year Syngenta Central dryland trials. AP18AX also has very good tolerance to stripe rust and wheat streak mosaic virus. Call your local AgriPro associate to book seed. Find agronomic and performance data.
The Manhattan Tomato Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be selling over 350 top-calf pairs in conjunction with their Friday, May the 12th feeder cattle auction. These pairs will start selling after the feeder cattle at approximately 2 p.m. Pair selling will be 120 choice, first and second calf red Angus and black Angus heifers. They'll have March and April AI sire calves by side. There will be 65 reputation black and red Angus cows. They'll be 2 to 6 years old. They'll have Pelton sired red Angus through mid-February through March calves by side. There'll be 120 choice black-white face cows. They're 7 years to short and solid. They'll have Angus and Charlie sired March calves. These pairs will be sorted in lots to suit the buyer's needs. If you are in need of cow-calf pairs right here at Grass Time, be sure and attend a special cow sale this Friday, May the 12th at Manhattan Commission Company. For more information, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
KNDY.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and the American Farm Bureau Federation is encouraging all farmers and ranchers to reach out to their neighbors. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation?
Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Small gestures, big impact. That's the theme for May Mental Health Awareness Month by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Lisa Wary, Pennsylvania Farm Bureau and AFBF Women's Leadership Committee, says that farmers have a lot to deal with and talking through it can help.
Say, hey, we're thinking about you. Is everything okay? Because a lot of times if we realize as farmers, we're dealing with weather, governmental issues that causes anxiety, regulations and stuff like that causes a big impact, and that they're not alone. We're all here for them.
She adds that all farmers and ranchers face the same issues.
Farmers are proud, strong people, and we didn't want anybody to think that we're weak. We got to provide food, fiber, fuel for the country. And now we're letting them know it's okay if you don't feel okay. Talk about it. If you talk about it, another farm might be dealing with the same thing you're dealing with, and you can talk through it. So we have grown leaps and bounds over the years, realizing it's out there. We've got to deal with it. We've got to help each other. We can all work through this together.
According to a 2020 survey conducted by AFBF, a strong majority of farmers and farm workers think financial issues, fear of losing the farm, and farmer business problems impact the mental health of farmers. Neighbors and friends may be experiencing mental health challenges and may not even realize it. Warning signs include a change in routines or social activities, decline in the care of domestic animals, increase in illness or other chronic conditions, increase in farm accidents, the decline of appearance on the farmstead, and decrease interest in activities or events. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag mental health information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Right now, May corn is at 632. That's down 13 and a half. July corn, 582 and three quarters. That's up 11. Kansas City wheat for July, 843 and a quarter. That's down 12. Kansas City wheat for September, 828 and three quarters. And that is down 12 and a half. Taking a look at oats for July, 333 and a quarter. That's down four and a quarter. Oats for September, down three currently. Looking at soybeans for, May, we're at 1443 right now. That's up six and a half. July soybeans at 1404, and that's flat currently. Looking at cotton for July, 79.67 right now. That's down $1.09. December cotton at 79.60, that's down $1.16. Looking at live cattle for June, 163.30 right now, that's up 27.5 cents. Live cattle for August, 161.32.5, that's up 15 cents. Feeder cattle for May, 204.90, that's down 47.5 cents. Feeder cattle for August at 226.75, that's up $1.60. Oil, crude oil for June, 71.36, that's down $1.20. Crude oil for July, 71.38, that's down $1.16. Gold for June at 2020.80, that's down $16.30. Gold for August, 2040.20, that's down $16.30. May silver, 24.17.5, that's down $1.28. July silver, 24.41, that's down $1.24 currently. Looking at Wall Street on this Thursday, the Dow is down 264, S&P down 11, NASDAQ up 34.
There's $250,000 on the line.
Watch tonight. It's a Next Level Chef two-hour event.
The fight for the finale starts now.
Who's ready?
Me, Chef.
In this three-story culinary gauntlet, the battle to win it all.
I just want it so bad.
Is anyone's game.
The person who will be our Next Level Chef is
Gordon Ramsay's Next Level Chef two-hour season finale.
Tonight beginning at 7.
Then it's your news, your time with Fox Kansas News at 9.
When your family works in agriculture, you weather a lot together.
long hours, financial worries, forces you can't control. So when one of you is struggling, you're in it together too. Stress, anxiety, depression, they don't discriminate. And no amount of duct tape or twine will fix things. Do you know someone who's suffering? They can feel better, and you can help. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
This year's drought conditions are leading to an unusually dry crop, instigating the causes of yellow wheat. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State Nutrient Management Specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz provides us with information on soil fertility concerns.
When we think about nutrients in particular, we tend to think about, you know, nitrogen, sulfur, which is typically the main ones that show up first, and we see the yellowing this time of the year. But one thing that's been interesting this year also with the dry conditions is some other factors such as low pH start to show up. And a few situations that we saw this year is aluminum toxicity. So this basically happens when the pH is low enough for the aluminum to be soluble in the soil and basically creating toxicity to the root system. And we see very short affected roots. And of course, that combined with the dry conditions, you start to see symptoms similar to nutrient deficiencies. You may confuse this with phosphorus deficiency, or sometimes the wheat crop just look kind of a drought affected essentially, just because, again, the access to water and nutrients is really affected by this low pH problem.
Diaz explains how soil testing will help diagnose the root of your problem.
A few numbers to keep in mind. Typically, if you see pH values below 5.5 or 5.2, you start to see some of these problems show up. And like I say, tend to see it more during dry years. Another key factor as well is the soluble aluminum in the soil. When you see numbers above 25 parts per million in the soil, then again, you start to see some of that aluminum toxicity problem. Of course, in the case of nitrogen, we need to think about what we have in the soil. Soil testing, that's really the key, is we need to know what we have in the profile coming in. With the drier conditions, in some cases we do have enough nitrogen in the soil. However, until the root system start to explore more, sometimes you are not getting into that nitrogen that you have maybe a little bit deeper in the soil. So as long as we know how much nitrogen we have in that soil, as the crops develop and we get some moisture, that's going to basically access that nitrogen and we're going to have good growth.
Diaz goes on to describe the two most common deficiencies.
Nitrogen, of course, is going to be the most common issues that we tend to see. Typical of nitrogen, we tend to see the chlorosis usually in the lower leaves. And in the case of sulfur, it can be similar, and there are some differences that we need to emphasize. One thing that's very typical of sulfur is that we tend to see that chlorosis, that yellowing in the younger upper leaves. Something also important to keep in mind, what is the distribution of these symptoms in the field and whether or not it's going to be related to soil conditions. In the case of sulfur, we tend to see deficiencies show up usually in sloping areas, areas where we have low organic matter. Nitrogen and sulfur both really depend on organic matter as a main source. This year with the dry conditions, mineralization of those nutrients can be also lower because, again, we do need good moisture for that process to happen. We may just see less nutrient basically cycling in the soil in general.
That was Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz, K-State Nutrient Management Specialist, discussing nutrient deficiencies in soil. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Turnkey custom home builds with Inline Construction make the home building process as easy as you approving final decisions. From start to finish, let Inline tackle site preparation, foundation, framing, and finish inside and out. Lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville, or they can build on your site. Call today and get started with Inline Construction.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
Legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.